Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We've had a couple headlines around Al-Qaeda this week. Early in the week, we heard about the news of the death of Faisal Abdullah Mohammed, the man largely responsible for the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Kenya in the 1990s. Yesterday, the terrorist organization announced it has a new leader, the man who had been the number two in the organization, Ayman al-Zawahiri, now in charge. Outgoing Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is playing down Zawahiri's impact.
I think he will face some challenges. Bin Laden has been the leader of Al-Qaeda essentially since its inception. In that particular context, he had a peculiar charisma that I think Zawahiri does not have.
He's being
Christine
nice.
Fair called him boring,
boring
as a rock.
As a rock. Yeah, exactly. So there's Robert Gates being nice there. Leah Ferrell joins us now. She was formerly the senior counterterrorism analyst for the Australian Federal Police, now author of the blog allthingscounterterrorism.com. Leah Ferrell, not quite as charismatic as Osama bin Laden as Zawahiri, or boring as a rock?
Well, I think the point is that he's not, I think another blogger said it best, he said he's not loved like bin Laden is. He's certainly respected, but definitely not loved.
Among the jihadist group.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, obviously. But you know, let me ask you a question. In this particular case, you know, obviously we have this headline about Zawahiri taking over. But at this point, is Zawahiri the most important philosophical leader? I mean, maybe the organization of the Al-Qaeda that Osama bin Laden founded, that Zawahiri now is part of and leading in Pakistan, isn't as important as the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula based in Yemen.
Well, I think he's an important figurehead, obviously, in terms of maintaining some semblance of command and control. But ideologically speaking, most of that development has never come from bin Laden or Ayman al-Zawahiri. It's come from ideologues around the center. And incidentally, some of that did come from al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in its earlier incarnation. But from what we've seen from the reporting, it seems that bin Laden was a little wary of the rising influence of some figures in that movement. So it will be interesting to see how Ayman manages to deal with that and whether he shares those concerns.
I'm just wondering what the value is, Leah Ferrell, of declaring yourself the number one in Al-Qaeda. I mean, the message to the jihadists is possibly a little tepid, which is, hey, I'm still here, which doesn't exactly inspire a whole lot of confidence. And the message to the West is, please kill me.
Well, the role of Amir of the militant Salafist group is quite prominent across all of those groups because it's based on an interpretation of precedent. So that they will always pick an Amir. Even the smaller groups that self-radicalize, if there's more than three of them, they'll tend to pick an Amir. So that's pretty much a templated action. But yes, you raise an interesting point. I mean, he has elevated himself, obviously, as a target. But unfortunately, in the world view of these people, you know, they don't mind that. They would probably even view that as a positive.
Leah Ferrell is a former senior counterterrorism analyst for the Australian Federal Police, now writes the blog allthingscounterterrorism.com. And Leah, we don't actually know what was in the papers that they found at Osama bin Laden's compound, but are you seeing things that make you suspect that it's the result of information they gathered, in particularly some of the deaths of the recent leaders in Pakistan? I assume Faisal Abdul Mohammed was a mistake. But some of the others, could that be as a result of what we discovered in the compound?
It's possible that it was. But I would imagine that if that was the case, it would be publicized because it would be a reasonably useful information operation to carry out. But on the note of those documents, I think the window for any direct killing or capture of a key figure has actually passed in the short term. And now the people that have those documents in U.S. government will be working to build more intelligence to further break up the network.
All right, well, Leah Farrell, to that extent, I mean, to the extent that Ayman al-Zawahiri was already the number two, does his elevation now to the number one in al-Qaeda also signal a change in policy, or is it, we're always already seeing his strategies?
I think it'll be very much business as usual for al-Qaeda in the short term as they kind of come to terms with this change, because they are going to have a gap, because he was quite a micromanager. So as he steps up, now he's going to need a deputy to essentially do what he did. So, you know, the organisation could become quite vulnerable if he was to be removed and another one or two or three figures that have that type of experience also follow in close succession, either killed or captured. So we won't see a change yet, but we could obviously in the future if there are more successful strikes against the network.
Well, we've heard a lot about the fact that al-Qaeda has been sort of limited, that many of the campaigns to restrict their funding and those things have worked, in which case it became just the influence of Osama bin Laden. So with Osama bin Laden's death, and with the promotion of Zawahiri, who is not inspirational, does that mean that al-Qaeda is basically losing its power to influence jihadist groups?
No, I don't think so. I think that the death of bin Laden's actually given al-Qaeda a media renaissance. So while its network has certainly been impacted by actions against it, unfortunately, there are still people interested in joining. So, you know, it can replenish itself. Of course, newer members are less experienced, so that's a positive in the counterterrorism world, but I don't think that we can by any means rule out the threat yet.
Leah Farrell, former senior counterterrorism analyst for the Australian Federal Police. She now writes the blog allthingscounterterrorism.com. Leah, thank you so much.
Thank you.